New manager training. Where can I find a good manager training course? Where can you find good new manager training? Let us assume that you have a manager who is in charge of a team of people. The person has been with your company for a few years and knows the products, the services, the customers, and suppliers. As a consequence of possessing that knowledge, he or she is given the role of new manager. It seemed to be the logical choice. But now the manager is in need of training. He or she is having some difficulties with the manager role. Specifically, he is having trouble in the following ways. 1. He does not delegate as much as he should. He tends to try to do it all, either for fear of not imposing himself on the others, or because he wants to have all the tasks done his way, and therefore wants to do all the tasks himself. Or he simply does not know the importance of delegation. Either way, he is not delegating sufficient work, and is being overwhelmed by the volume of work. The new manager needs training in delegation skills. 2. The manager does not handle performance issues or conflict situations very well. The manager may make this mistake in two ways. 1. The manager backs away from conflict issues and hopes that they will solve themselves. 2. The manager does try to tackle the issue, but words things badly, and manages to antagonize the situation, and the manager makes a bad situation worse. The manager needs training in order to enable him her to be able to manage the performance or conflict issue more objectively and more economically. The new manager needs conflict management training. 3. The new manager does not prioritize or manage time properly. The manager is failing to prioritize tasks and is therefore being caught out with too many deadline overruns. The team is not operating according to a well-worked-out set of priorities. It is rather reacting to circumstances and responding to emergencies as they come up. They are reactive rather than proactive. The manager is not planning, prioritizing, preventing problems sufficiently. The manager is not planning ahead. The new manager needs training in order to show him, 1. The importance of planning ahead, and 2. How to plan ahead. The manager needs time management training. 4. The manager lacks confidence in him, herself, as the manager. Sometimes there seems to be signs that the manager is unable to convince himself or others that he is indeed the boss. The manager is friends with all of the other members of the team. They have known each other for a long time. Consequently, there is sometimes a clash in the mind of the manager between two desires. 1. The desire to be a good boss and ask the team to stop chatting and get back to work. 2. The desire to be a good friend and ask the team if they saw that thing on TV last night. In other words, the manager needs training in leadership skills. Leadership skills means, to a degree, having to change your relationship with the others at work so that you are acting as primarily a manager leader and secondarily as a friend. If there is any clash between the demands of being a leader, manager, and the demands of being a friend, then the manager role trumps the friend role. At least whilst at work, the manager role trumps the friend role. The manager needs training in leadership skills. 5. The manager needs help to communicate more clearly and confidently. Now the manager needs to make presentations to more senior managers. The manager may need to explain the team's goals, plans, performance, problems, and proposals to other more senior people. This can present a problem of communication confidence. The manager finds it hard to express himself in formal settings and feels slightly lacking in confidence when it comes to expressing ideas and information in both the spoken and written word. The manager needs training in how to better communicate. The manager needs training to make him more effective as a speaker and, to a lesser degree, as a writer. The manager needs training to make him, her more confident to say what she is thinking in an assured and persuasive manner. The new manager needs training in communication skills. 6. You may be thinking the following. I have a manager in my organization that is in charge of a team of people. This manager has been with us for an appreciable length of time and is a good worker. He knows the company products, the company services, our customers, and suppliers. That is why we gave him the role of manager. It seemed to be the logical thing to do. But now he is in need of training. He is having some difficulties with the manager role. He needs a training course that will help improve the performance of himself as the new manager and therefore the performance of the team as a whole. The manager needs training in delegation skills. Conflict management skills. Time management skills. Training in leadership skills. He needs training in communication skills. Where can you find such a training course that will cover all these things in just 2 days' training?